If you did, it's time to move on to the next letter in the sequence. This is the letter P. Put the D and the U up together and look at the P. As you can see, some unknown villain has popped the baby's balloon. The question is, who did it? Did Pop pop it? This is how it sounds. Study the picture of the card carefully. Did Pop pop it? It's the letter P. Did Pop pop it? You can shorten the did to a d sound and say, did Pop pop it? Close your eyes and see the mysterious balloon popper sneak stealthily into the room, armed with a pen to do his dirty work. You see the results? De pop pop it? The letter P is de pop pop it? De pop pop it? De pop pop it? A whole lot of crying followed this scene, but are you sure who was guilty? De pop pop it? Now turn the card over and trace the letter P each time saying de pop pop it. De pop pop it. All right, let's trace it in the air. The letter P, de pop pop it. De pop pop it. Okay, on a rough surface. Here we go. De pop pop it. De pop pop it. If you happen to have a large chalkboard available, you can make the large letters using chalk. Butcher paper with a felt tip pen or Crayola is another helpful technique. Or write just big in the air. De pop pop it. Here it goes. Do you think you're ready to tell the difference between the P and the U and the D all at one time? Let's give it a try. Place the cards where you can point at each one. That was a P. D. A U. Another U. Oh, sure, you recognize dog did it. That's the D. Another U. A P. And finally a D. I think you're ready to copy this whole sequence. You should have written D, P, U, P, U, D. If you got them all right, let's add your final letter for today.